Welcome back in the hall, episode 90. Creeping up on episode 100. Just creeping on it. Like an ancient savage in the woods. I see blood on the leaves. We gotta keep going this way. Dude, I watched Apocalypto like 6 months ago. And I don't know, I just keep thinking about it, dude. It was a crazy. Came out in like 06. So no spoilers here. It's about how the Mayans used to sacrifice men in other villages. They would just raid the village, capture them, paint them blue, and then walk them all the way back to the pyramid where they would sacrifice them in front of a giant crowd to please their gods. Otherwise, the crops won't grow and everyone will starve. They don't tell you that, though. They just remove your heart and roll you down the stairs and everyone cheers. Why am I talking about that? Oh, yeah, just the way that the ancients used to track, just like anyone who can track someone through the woods without like a GPS, you know what I mean? They just know where you are. They can smell you. That's how in tune with nature. You know, they just put their ear to the ground. I hear 10 men, 3 of them on horseback. And you're like, how do you know that? And they're like, oh, I have long hair, so it allows me to. You're like, shut up. Yeah, they'll find one footprint and be like, oh, he's over here. I know exactly where he is. But yeah, Apocalypto's sweet. Like the opening scene, there's this guy with bone armor. Like he has like the jawbone of a wolf on his shoulder, you know, to protect him from like a sword attack or something. And right away you're like, yeah, it's the bad guy. Anyone with like bones as armor is like immediately the villain. It's like the original medieval metal plate armor that's heavy as hell, but it's just bones. Like this'll do. I mean, shit, dude, if people were throwing spears at me, you know, in ancient times, I'd probably be strapping something to my shoulder. Like, I gotta do anything. Put a big leaf over my chest. Will this stop an arrow? We're about to find out. The good guy in those movies usually just has, like, a small knife and a necklace. You know, they're always, like, way... It's always the underdog. You know, like, oh, this guy, he doesn't have any weaponry. I hope he wins. What a time to be alive. In the Mayan era, yeah, you would get kidnapped and sacrificed, but look, there's no pronouns. There was no social media. They had real issues. All you had to do back then was just find some clean drinking water and not get shot with an arrow. Simpler times. That's why we have all this bullshit in society, is because it's just too easy to live. Not financially, you know, we have our modern problems, but a bottle of water is a dollar. You can walk 10 feet from your couch and get water out of the sink. That's why we have all these weird social issues. Imagine if everyone had to walk 2 miles through a bear-infested forest to get water out of a stream. And you can only get what you can carry. And you have to bring that water back to your village. Would we have any of these social issues that we have today? No. I bet you no one has ever had 10 gallons of water strapped to their back and gone, you know what? I need to be called a they, them. I'm a he, him, actually. No. Never. But man, it is funny that if you were over the age of 40 in ancient times, anything you say was fact. You were one of the elders. The wisest in the tribe. Everyone's just gathered around a fire. Faces painted. And someone would be like, elder, why does the moon leave during the day? You could just make stuff up. You'd be like, the creator puts it in his canoe and rows it and then brings it back at night. And everyone's like, whoa, the elders have spoken. You could be a moron. You could have absolutely no knowledge. You could be the dumbest person in your village, but if you made it to 57 years old, you're a genius. And if you put a bone through your nose, forget about it. You could be a doctor. People are like, oh, man, that guy put a bone through his nose. He knows what he's doing. You imagine that? You're like, I have a little cough. And this guy with a bone through his nose is like, oh, I know how to fix that. You're like, you do? He's like, of course, I have a bone through my nose. That means I'm a medical genius. Anyway. Oh, I just remembered, speaking of jawbones. I had a friend growing up with shark jaws on his wall. It's just like an open mouth with the teeth still attached. Just a giant jawbone of a shark hanging on his wall. That's the wall decoration of a kid whose dad left him to join a band. True story. And for some reason, he had the Jaws on his bed, and he was jumping on his bed, and then he jumped up and then came down right into the shark's mouth, thinking that it was safe. Literally put his ass in a shark's mouth, a dead shark, but nonetheless. And it left the nastiest scar. Like, it literally looked like he got bit. Just ass to mouth with a tiger shark. So it just, the way it healed, it looked like a shark latched onto him and then let go. Like, real quick, you know, just a quick, like just nibbled him. Then that kind of became his go-to with women. Like, dude, if she finds out I got bit by a shark, I'm in there. She's going to think I'm a badass. Try to just slip that in every conversation. On a date with some girl. She's like, what's your zodiac sign? He's like, did I ever tell you I got bit by a shark? Dude, wait till she finds out I got bit by a shark. Wait till she finds out you got bit by a dead shark. Hope you had a great week, man. I know the episode's late. I had a lot of editing to catch up on. Just kind of been in grind mode for 2 weeks. I've been putting out one video a day on all platforms. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at I'm Sean Madden. Could be a stand-up clip, a podcast clip, or a sketch. I've been making a lot of those. So I'm putting out 5 videos a week, Monday through Friday. And yeah, hit that subscribe button, follow, thumbs up. Appreciate the reviews on Apple. Yeah, so it's just been a challenge to crank out one video a day, but I like it. And yeah, so the podcast was just pushed back a day. And I'm like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, you did 4 sketches today. You're tired. Do the podcast tomorrow, you know? So, but here we are. Getting it out, getting it done, episode 90. It gets me upset, man, because I just want to be so consistent with everything, but when you start to sit down and edit it, you're like, damn, this really is a ton. Splicing, cutting, you know, you guys don't give a shit, but just know it's a lot. And now I'm learning so much because I never focused on anything internet-wise, and that's kind of what controls the game now, but I've been doing stand-up for 7 years. And I'm learning the more you put yourself out there. I mean, after a comedy show, someone can come up to you and be like, oh, I don't like the way you said this about this group of people. And you can just be like, yeah, whatever. But the internet game, holy shit, the more you put yourself out there, just the flood of hate. I'll get a DM that's just like, fuck you, asshole. And I'm like, hey, thanks, guy. So crazy. And the worst is when you can't even see who it is. It's just a cartoon profile picture. That's what I'm learning with Reddit. I don't know if you've ever been on Reddit, but I put a couple stand-up clips on there this week. They have a thread that's just stand-up comedy, and you can post your clips. And I had 2 of them trending on the top 10. You know, it has the potential to be seen by 200,000 people. And man, do people suck. Reddit is just a bunch of virgins hiding behind a cartoon profile picture. Just nameless, faceless haters. And you think you'd just be like, oh, it's just a nobody projecting how they feel about themselves onto you. They probably wish they could do stand-up as well, but they don't have the balls to go on stage. So they express their anger at themselves towards you, Sean. But that's not how it happens. I get a notification. It's like your video's at 250 thumbs up or 250 upvotes, whatever they call it. And so it pushed the video all the way to the top of the page. Which felt great, and then the cartoon characters start flowing in. This bit fucking sucks. Worst comedy I've ever seen in my life. How are you going to promote a podcast with a bit this terrible? Posting a video on Reddit is just like dropping a chicken nugget in a pool of piranhas. It's going to get shredded. Except for the piranhas are 40 pounds overweight, living in their mom's basement, desperate for physical contact from a female. As soon as you post a video on Reddit, somebody with a Tinkerbell profile pic is going to be like, get some better material. And the video's top 10. That should be enough for me to be like, I don't need to respond to this negativity. This person has already forgotten about my video and went on and commented hate on 37 other videos. But no, I'm sitting there fuming, wanting to send a team of assassins. I want to send that guy from Apocalypto to their house and just knock on the door. And as soon as they answer thinking it's DoorDash, they get, ugh! Looking hit in the neck with a blow dart. Who's that guy's name? Tiger? Jaguar Paul. That was the guy's name. Send him to his house. It's just the fact you can't see, you know? It's like, I want to see this person. I want to see the Cheeto dust on their keyboard. You're sitting there trying to roast a nameless profile. You know their mom brings them pizza rolls. You know there's no father in their life. The mom comes downstairs. Oh, I made you pizza rolls. And he's on Reddit. Not now, mom. I'm shitting on this comedian. And every time he's like, I'm thinking about moving out. And his mom, you know, why would you want to move out? You know, because her husband left. You know, now she doesn't want to be alone. So she keeps her son in the basement. It's just exactly how I imagine these people. But why can't I let it go? Why do I want to drone strike their house? I don't know how any dictators haven't fired any nuclear missiles yet. It definitely can't be a red button on someone's desk. Because if I had access to it, I would have fucking hit it long ago. I would push it every time my Wi-Fi went down. So it just can't be on someone's desk. It can't be that easily accessible. Spectrum internet is trash, but they have a monopoly in my neighborhood, so you can't switch. You're just stuck with this shit internet. And they don't have to be any better because they're like, who else are you going to go to? Yeah, Sean, that's how monopoly works. Yeah, all right. It's unreal. If I had the nuclear button on my desk when the YouTube video is at 97% uploaded and then it just says error, internet connection lost. Oh, yeah. This world would be uninhabitable. But yeah, the sketches have been fun. I'm actually learning that the videos that do great, it's not because it's like better than the last video. It's just, if there was a war started in the comments section, Instagram or TikTok goes, oh, these people really like the video. They're commenting a lot, but they don't know someone commented like Hitler was right, and then it's just a war underneath the video. I had one video do well. You might have seen it. It was me playing my dad. The title was POV. It was just the shit my dad said to me like when I broke my arm, and it looks like he's talking to you in the passenger seat. And one of the lines was, what color cast are you going to get? You better pick your favorite color because this is your Christmas gift. And then some of the comments were like, this is my dad. This was my dad to the T. Oh, we had the same dad. My dad was just like that. And then the other comments were like, you must have had a lot of childhood trauma. How are your guys' parents like this? This is a shitty parent. And then it was just a war, like, fuck you, you were an iPad kid, you don't know anything. So just like a little, like 30 comment thread of like people just roasting each other. And then another war was going on. It was one of the lines in the video was, how much do you think this broken arm is going to cost me? My guess is $4,000. And then people from other countries like the UK were like, oh, we get, imagine having to pay for healthcare. And then some patriots chimed in. Some good old boys were like, imagine not having an AR-15 at your possession. You know, they were shooting back. Oh, it was funny. Someone put, I'm cackling from Canada because we have free healthcare. And then I just put, good, stay in your frozen ass country. Stay the fuck out of Florida. So sick of these Canadians buying houses here. Oh, nice weather here, eh? Yeah, it is. It's Florida. They don't bring anything. I don't know why we're focused on the southern border. Let's let all the Mexicans in. They bring great food and work ethic. What do the Canadians bring? Build that wall 6 times as high. Keep the Canadians out. What's their largest export? Justin Bieber? Canadians bring traffic. That's what they bring. What do Canadians add besides the letter A at the end of everything? I had a Canadian math teacher. She was an asshole. She's like, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, A. And I'm like, is there an A at the end or is that just your dumb dialect? Oh, Sean, don't make fun of Canada. You'll never be able to perform there. I don't want to perform outside of Florida. I don't want to leave this state. Name your favorite Canadian food. I'll wait. And don't say poutine. Fries with gravy. That's your big dish. French fries and gravy. That's an appetizer at every chain restaurant across this great nation. Step it up. Fries with gravy, that's your big dish? Whoa. That's your specialty? So funny. Imagine having to pay for a cast. Someone was like, imagine being on lockdown for 2 years. This is such a war. I'm like, all right. The video's cranking, though. Remember going to the book fair as a kid, and it would say $3.99 US dollars, or it'd be like $7.99 Canadian, and you'd be like, why do the Canadians got to pay more? I would laugh and be like, oh, sucks to be Canadian. You got to pay more for the magic school bus than I do. And then you grow up and you realize that their money is worth less than ours. How is that even possible? How is the Canadian dollar less than the U.S. dollar? We're the ones that waste all our money on military equipment. What are you guys buying, poutine? All we buy is tanks and jets. What are you guys buying up there? We spend all our money on guns. How is your money worthless? Exactly. Because you have nothing but hockey. And you're not even that good at it anymore. And now black people have learned how to play hockey, so you're definitely fucked. Oh, man. Yeah, we got a few articles to get into, and then we'll wrap it up. If you're new here to the show, welcome. That was probably... I can bash Canadians, right? That's white on white. I'm fine. It's like when a Jamaican beefs with an African. Black on black crime. Different places. Is that how we're doing it? I'm not a big fan of Canadians. And we got the first article here. Best Buy recalls 772,000 air fryers over fires and melting. And this is why I never jump on the hype train of any product or anything. Don't matter what it is. Remember for the last 2 years, everyone around Christmas, oh, you got to get an air fryer, Sean. Air fryers are incredible. I replaced my toaster with one. Oh, did you? And now half your face is missing. You look like Two-Face because your air fryer exploded in your kitchen. You know, someone's mother-in-law turns around to tell their son-in-law, oh, the air fryers are great. It's got 7 settings. Boom! Now you look like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. The only one I'll watch. Now you look like Spider-Man when he fought the Green Goblin. Just half your fucking face is missing because you wanted to make fried chicken healthier. The products, which were manufactured in China. All right, here's another thing with these, the products made in China. Who knows? I mean, they've already done it with lead paint, and they had Chinese drywall. I know that wasn't the name of it, but it was causing issues. Like, who's to say we buy all our shit from China, and they just fuck with it? You know, like, they sell they make a million air fryers, and they're like, you know what? Make 700,000 of them just explode. Are you sure we should do that? Yeah, we're going to do that. And this is the Best Buy brand, Insignia. Thing even looks like a bomb. Yeah, that's why I never jump on any products. That happened with those hoverboards, too. Everyone's like, get a hoverboard, they're sick. And then you just come home and your house is gone. Like, oh, what happened? Like, oh, the battery in your hoverboard had a leak. You're like, oh, okay. Guess I don't have a house now. And we got the last one here. I keep getting this ad on Instagram. It's now a YouTube ad of mine. And I think it's because I use a VPN when I search. So now these targeted ads, they don't know what to give me because they can't track me. So they're just throwing out products like maybe he likes this one. You know, they can't get a good gauge on me. And rightfully so, you cocksuckers trying to figure out what I like so you can sell me stuff. Creepy. I met some of those guys in LA. I'm like, what do you do for work? And they're like, oh, you know, when you type in something on Google, well, we're the ones that have the algorithm that finds you what you want. I go, oh, so you guys are demons. That's what you're telling me. I'm in the presence of two demons. That's nice. And then it got real awkward. I'm not good at, what is it called? Not, I guess networking. But it's just, I don't know, if there's a group of like 10 people and everyone's at dinner, I just say what's on my mind. That's the issue, you know. Forget every kindergarten teacher across this country. Honesty is the best. Honesty will get you far in life. Oh, will it? Shitting on people that could have told me the TikTok algorithm. But I called people that probably could have helped my career demons, which they are. But, you know, I could have kept my mouth shut and be like, hey, how does the Instagram algorithm work? And they'll be like, oh, I'll tell you right now. So yeah, I keep getting this ad called Neighbor Storage. And it's just you have extra room in your garage or your backyard and people can pay you to keep their shit in your house. Here we have self-storage, car storage, RV storage, business inventory, which is just cardboard boxes. There's no way this app can go wrong. Business, honey, what's all this stuff in the garage? Oh, I don't know. One of our neighbors, Pablo, said it was his business inventory. He's going to pay us $10,000 a month to keep it here. His only request was don't open it. There's also a freezer here with a lock on it. How many people are going to be holding foreign, fully automatic AK-47s and bodies in their garage? Yeah, some of it's going to be like, hey, you know, Jim, I have an extra lawnmower. If you can I keep it in your garage for $30 a month? You know, there's going to be that. But there's also going to be, yeah, one of our neighbors, Vladimir, said that he had to go out of the country for a while. He said it was too hot. People were on his tail. And I don't know if he's going on vacation, but he left this box of, is that cocaine? Well, you're just stuck with a shipment of narcotics. You're like, oh, fuck. Well, we'll hold it for you. So weird. Okay, a 20 by 10 driveway space is $130 a month. A lot of driveways. A lot of people just saying you can park in their driveway for $100 a month, which is weird. Huh. Yeah, just a lot of driveways. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't think I'd ever hold someone else's stuff for $100 a month. Just seems a little weird. If you want to send any topics to the show, inthehallpodcast@gmail.com, I'll check that. Send any articles, any topics, hate mail. We'll read it all. And yeah, that'll do it. Hope you guys have a great week. I'm going to try to be back on Sunday with episode 91. Don't hold me to it. But we're cranking. Check out all the sketches on YouTube. If you have TikTok or Instagram, @I'mSeanMadden for all the videos. Been cranking them out. Appreciate all the love, the thumbs up, the likes, all the new subscribers. Man, the YouTube has been growing like crazy. I mean, 3 months ago, we were at 30 subscribers. Now we're at 280-something. So, I mean, with growth like that, man, it's cool. Keeps motivating me. Keeps making me want to put this out for you. So I appreciate you, and I will see you next week. Peace. You want to smoke something? He's seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody. What have we got here? A fucking comedian. This joke's not going to go well.